Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Best thrift store find? I've got one. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy Kidd, TJ Hope on WBEE. $5 bread machine. Now, it's funny because I did a little research. Bread machines were kind of cool for a while. And then if you try to go find one at a store new, there's not a whole lot of them on the market anymore. So they had their moment. And then everybody bought
huge.
One. They're huge. They take up a big chunk of your kitchen.
Yeah.
There was a second right after COVID shutdown was ending that every time I went to the thrift store, it was just shelves and shelves of bread makers.
Bread machines, yes.
Like everyone wanted to make bread during shutdown.
I love it. You put all the stuff in, you walk away 2 hours later, you got a loaf of bread.
It's so weird the phases we go through because I think it wasn't Lollipop that just hosted last night an informational meeting of everybody who wants chickens. Like...
Because the egg prices are crazy.
So now everybody wants chickens. And so it just, I guess we go through phases where, you know.
Trends of home things people want.
Like doing things at home, like making bread and having chickens.
There's no chickens in my yard, but the neighbor behind me has them. And he's constantly out there. It is work. It is a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. I have...
Think real hard before you go adopt a bunch of chickens.
I have the Nextdoor app where all of my neighbors sit. And talk about how they do.
they gossip about stuff.
How they get chickens, and they're like, "I figure it. You know, I'm not. I don't. If nobody hears them, it's not a problem. Or I'd rather apologize for it because you're not supposed to have chickens.
Hear them. You can smell them.
You can smell them.
Yeah.
My neighbor takes really good care of them. Obviously, he's out there feeding them all the time. But every now and then, on a hot summer day, that stank. Start stanking, and then the wind blows, and it, you know, depending on which way the wind blows, it's a nasty smell. But yeah, no, I've only noticed it a handful of times. So if you're in a place that can have chickens and you got kids, it could be fun to have chickens.
But there's people who are having chickens in places that aren't supposed to,
right?
And they're like, I did too. I don't care. I did too. They don't know what they don't know.
You're posting about it on a public platform. Right. They're gonna know.
They're gonna know. How will they know?
They're gonna know.
They're gonna know. Best thrift store find for you guys?
I got an air fryer. I got a $400 air fryer for $4. There's nothing like picking up something and going, I wonder what this is worth. And then you Google it. Like
you Googled it while you were standing there?
Oh my God, all the time. That's like what sells it for me is the Google Lens. And then I'm like, this is like 99% off. I would be losing money if I left it here.
Oh my gosh.
Girl math.
Mine is much simpler than yours. It wasn't anything mechanical. It was just a dollar. And it was one of those trays with a lid that you can make really good bacon in the microwave. Like
I've never made bacon in the microwave.
Well, I have, thanks to this whatever weird plate. And it's so good. And when it started, when it actually came out, because I didn't think it would work. I was like, yeah, it's a buck.
But for a
whatever.
Buck, yeah.
I'll give it a try. And when it came out, and I could not stop telling everyone in the house. I was like, I made this in the microwave.
We're
what?
Making bacon.
Desalfration. This is so crispy. I made it in the microwave.
Please tell me it has like a really corny name, like the Bake-A-Waver.
I don't know what the name is.
It needs a name.
It was pretty worn out. So
what did you call it? The
Bake-a-waver.
Bake-a-waver.
Okay. Baconator is like taken.
Yeah, bake-a-waver. Microwave waves.
Micro-aken.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to push a button. B-morning. Okay, so we just ran down our best thrift finds. Is there stuff you will absolutely not thrift? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ and Hope are with us too.
I will not flip. I won't get shoes.
Mm-mm. Oh, see, I've gotten lots of thrift store shoes.
I can't thrift shoes. 90%
of my shoes are thrifts.
Really?
They
always just seem, I don't know, especially like the sandals and stuff. You know someone's bare feet was in there.
I'm not doing sandals.
Well, women have a lot of dress shoes and a lot of sandals. And that's bare skin on whatever surface. If there's bare skin on any surface of that, as far as your filthy feet.
Yeah,
or
gross.
Like...
How's it any different than people who are trying things on? Like, people's bare feet are on things when you buy it in public all the time.
At a store?
Yes, they're trying them on. How many people actually put those pet things on? I do.
I don't believe
that all everyone puts them on.
And the ones in the box, they're trying on, you know, they're not trying on. I don't have somebody wearing, walking, sweating, going through their day in those shoes.
The grime. The daily grime.
The grime. Day after day after day. Foot in, foot out.
There's so many shoes, though, that people probably buy. They wear them for 2 seconds, and then they're like, oh, my God, these are so uncomfortable. And then they sit there in their closet, and then they donate them.
And I won't do any undergarments. Like, when I see the brassieres hanging in the Goodwill or whatever.
I didn't think they even thrifted that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bought a bra from Record Archive in their thrift section. Wear it all the time.
The Record Archive.
Really?
It's like a corset.
Oh, okay. So it's like a... More lingerie.
It's not your Stanley, your standard daily wear.
Yeah, it's not your Playtex, whatever that is. Cross your heart.
You know what's been interesting is when I found shoes, and I usually get like boots, like workwear kind of stuff, because it's super cheap there. If I find one pair in my size, there's going to be 10. Like somebody gets rid of stuff all at the same time, and it's my size.
I call that my thrift doppelganger. When you're going through and you're like, ooh, I like this. And then you basically just bought everything from the same bag. You know it's all from the same person.
It's got to be from the same person.
Your style doppelganger.
So I'm like a 10 and a half wide. And one day I walked in and there was 10 and a half wide dress shoes, 10 and a half wide boots, like work boots. I bought every single one of them. I have a shelf down in my basement where I have it. And I've shown you before. I've taken the shoe off my foot and held it up. It's still got the sticker on the inside of it.
So he has a thrift doppelganger as well.
Somewhere.
So now I know what the term is, thrift doppelganger. Mm-hmm. When I walk into the Goodwill and there's like a whole bunch of large...
Your doppelganger was there.
Like all of my peasant blouses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? There's someone out there who loves the same style as me.
I went into a consignment shop last week that I had brought clothes in to sell. And this woman was holding up this dress. She was like, where would I wear it? And I was like, oh, I wore it out to a bar. And I was like... That's weird. You don't know who I am. That's my dress that like I think would look lovely on you.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I explained thrift doppelganger to her. She literally bought 7 pieces of my clothing while I was there.
Wow.
She kept thinking about, oh, that's mine, too. I was like, that's not weird. Talking about, is this person a jerk for refusing to babysit a stranger's toddler at the park? So we had Charlotte write in. She says she went over, hanging out on a bench at Highland Park. Bench next to her, this woman has a toddler with her. Woman's on a work call. Toddler's playing with the mom. Mom keeps pushing toddler away. Toddler comes over to Charlotte's bench. Talking to her, trying to take her book, trying to untie her shoes, trying to take her coffee. Finally, Charlotte gets up, goes to another bench. Mom finishes her call. Comes back over and is like, really? You couldn't watch my kid for 5 more minutes?
Wow.
Nope.
Is Charlotte in the wrong?
Nope.
Well, I don't. Nope. No, Charlotte's definitely not in the wrong. The mother was wrong in that whole situation.
Even if Charlotte had brought a kid to the playground, sounds like she was just here chilling, just hanging out, right?
Yeah, just hanging out. Nice day.
So didn't even have a kid that the other kid was playing with.
Right.
Even that would be questionable, in my opinion. But no, absolutely not. No.
I mean, Charlotte could have been, with all due respect, a total crazy person.
Right.
And you're just letting your kid dangle all over a stranger, right?
Yes.
All right. With that being said, Charlotte, it seems to me like you probably did the right thing at first and kept the kid a little bit entertained. Weren't like immediately like, get away from me, kid. That is appreciated. As a mom, I always appreciated sometimes a total stranger or someone I didn't know very well would see I was struggling because I had three kids, but especially my son was a handful. Still is, but not as big, but like physically a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone saw that I was struggling, I always appreciated strangers that would just kind of help in whatever way they could see I needed it.
The closest thing I've ever experienced, I thought this was so weird in college. You'd be at the library. Someone would get up and they'd be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Can you just watch my stuff? I'm like, how long are you going to be gone? Why am I the one who looks trustworthy that you want me to sit and watch your stuff?
Now you're responsible if somebody comes up and takes
that. Am I supposed to fight them to the death if they come to take your laptop? Then what about my stuff?
And how long are you on the hook for?
Right.
5 minutes?
If you're like, do you have to give somebody a heads up? Like, I have to leave here in 10 minutes. Like, do you want to ask somebody else?
Do I need to assign someone while you're gone?
Texters.
I'm leaving your child. Is it okay? Should I assign someone else before I leave the park?
Texters are chiming in. 252-9233. I would be mortified if I expected somebody else to watch my kids for me if we went to the park. Unless it was like my brother and sister-in-law whose kids were there with my kids. That kind of thing. Which, that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, if the kids are playing, not a big deal, but
right.
Yeah, Charlotte, total stranger. So I'm on a work call and she's like not paying any attention to her kid and then upset that Charlotte got up and walked away.
All right. Court of public opinion, 252-9233.